It's Monday, May 22nd, 2023. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
20 years next, Matt.
20 years is a long time.
Wow, that's a long time.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
You've been saying that for near 20 years.
You think that's a long time? That's a long time, trust me.
My name's Daniel.
I've been doing this for a long time, for 20 years.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
I get like words making sounds in my head, but I don't come out.
To all the girls in the world who never got to see how out of place and lack of faith you really, really feel. See, I used to be just like you, but I didn't realize. But now I've opened my eyes.
What a great way to open up this episode of the show. Sounds of My Head favorites from Brighton in the UK, The Go Team. They're back with a new record. It's called Get Up Sequences Part 2. And the song we just heard from it, Getting to Know All the Ways We're Wrong for Each Other. That band is just incredible. They make the most kind of crazy music that's so consistent. It always sounds just like the Go Team. It's like unmistakably the Go Team, but also sounds like nothing else, and also sounds like some sort of homage to like a thing that didn't exist in the 80s or something. It's sort of like, I don't know if I'm affected by their visuals and their videos and stuff, but it's like, it's got this like Sesame Street vibes. I'm not sure what's going on, but I love it, and I always have since their debut record, Thunder Lightning Strike, which came out in 2004. And actually, I was thinking about it. When was the first time I played the Go Team? So I went and looked it up. And this is like, I was done making this show, right? I'd like put everything together. I'd figured out the set list. Everything was done for this episode. And I was just wondering, like, when did I first play the Go Team? So I went and checked, and it was in April of 2005. So almost exactly 19 years ago. Basically, it was soon after their debut album had come out. But the other songs that were on that episode, it was like the stuff I'm going to play on this episode. So it made me think like, wow, I'm very consistent. I mean, I say the show is songs and bands you might have missed, and then here I am playing the same bands for like 20 years. So that makes me feel a little self-conscious, but I try and mix it up. Not every episode is as throwback heavy as this one's going to be. Just so you know, this episode's going to have a lot of throwback on it, because, you know, I'm consistent in that way. So up next, Jonathan Bree from Auckland, New Zealand. He's back with a new record. It's so, so, so good. It's called Pre-Code Hollywood. That's the name of the record. I also played the Brunettes, which that was Jonathan Bree's early band. I played the Brunettes back when I was talking about the Go Team. Actually, I don't think I actually played them on the episode with Go Team. I had played them a couple episodes before, but I mentioned them because they were playing a show in New York or something. Anyway, whatever. I'm rambling. It's something I tend to do sometimes. We'll get started right now with Jonathan Bree from New Zealand doing Pre-Code Hollywood, the title track from the new record, and then Miss You. It was hard to choose songs to play from this record because it's all so great. I am a big Jonathan Bree fan, and he does not disappoint with his new record. It is awesome. So without further ado, Pre-Code Hollywood and Miss You right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Enough of screaming inside. in. I need the world way more than anyone needs me in it. If not for you, I'd run away and not admit it. I disappeared into an empty dark casino. I gambled everything, lost it incognito. And no one knows I'm broken, breaking promises still. And that's what's in my comic books I'm writing, Bill. I'm writing, Bill. That's a good one. Ooh, that's a good one. What a perfect day, I finished all of my to-do list. I heard my favorite single by my friend's band Moonkiss. I'm a machine built to seek out my own pleasure. It just so happens that my heart's my biggest treasure. I've disappeared into an empty dark casino. I wonder what the songs they say suit his Dino. And no one knows I'm broken, breaking promises still. And that's what's in my comic books I'm writing, Bill.
Alright, let's get caught up. After Jonathan Brebeck there, we heard a couple songs from New York City's own Frankie Rose. They've got a new record. It's called Love as Projection. And the songs we heard from it, Anything and 16 Days, both super excellent songs. Another really great record. If you like Frankie Rose, they are another very consistent band that I play a lot, because every time they release anything, I like all of it. And that's no exception with this new Love as Projection record. Super excellent. Definitely pick that up. Then, new to the show, I've never played this band on the show before, J.W. Francis. That's what I played just before I started talking. They are also from New York City. And boy howdy, what a great release this album was. It's called Dream House, and the songs we heard from it, Casino and Swooning, but I struggled. So I don't know if those were the right songs to play. I could have picked six other songs. All of them are five-star. There's so many five-star songs on this record. It was like very hard to decide what to play from it because I like it so much. So I hope you also liked those two tracks from J.W. Francis right there. And if you did, you should definitely pick up the record because it is something to behold. It is super, super excellent. Okay, back to the good old days now. A band I haven't actually played in quite a while, Belle and Sebastian. That's right, Belle and Sebastian, long time Sounds of My Head favorites. I've been playing them on the show since like the very first few episodes. I've just been the biggest Belle and Sebastian fan since the 90s, and I still am. I really like them, but I have to say, you know, their new releases, I think what happened is, I don't know, several years ago, they started releasing stuff that I was just like not as into, and like live albums or something, and like collaborations with other bands, and I don't know, it just somehow it wasn't working for me. I felt like they'd sort of lost their magic of what I like so much in the early days. But their album that came out last year, it was called A Bit of Previous. I feel it was kind of the low point, I think. There were very few five stars on it for me, and I didn't put anything from it on the show. I just was like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling this new record by Belle and Sebastian. But then this year, they've just put out another new record. It's called Late Developers, and I like it a little bit more. Maybe I'm just getting accustomed to like this new Belle and Sebastian sound, where it's like very contemporary pop production values, and like, I don't know, it sounds like it's made in a lab a little bit. But it's still, I mean, all this stuff is unmistakably Belle and Sebastian. You know, you're never, even as wildly diverse as their songs are in terms of style, it's, you know, I guess it's Stewart's voice or whatever else. It's like very specifically Belle and Sebastian. So I figured, time to play some catch up. We're just going to hear a bunch of Belle and Sebastian. So first up, from the last new record, A Bit of Previous, we're going to hear the song Working Boy in New York City. And then after that, we're going to hear a couple songs from this new record, Late Developers. First, I Don't Know What You See in Me, and then the title track, Late Developers. Both pretty good songs. I mean, these songs are catchy. I suspect I would like them more live. You know, I think that's a problem I have sometimes with bands that I like a lot, and then they change up their studio style, and I don't dig it as much. They Might Be Giants very much falls into this category of, like, I find it very hard to listen to new They Might Be Giants recordings, but whenever I see them live and they play the new songs, I like them. So I think it's, like, something to do with what they're doing in the studio that just does not resonate with me. And I kind of think that's what's going on with Belle and Sebastian with some of this stuff. It's just too, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not a music producer, so the wrong one to ask. But whatever, without further ado, Belle and Sebastian, Working Boy in New York City, and I Don't Know What You See in Me, and Late Developers, all right now on this increasingly throwback-centric episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Far and away from all the brightest sunbeams, you choose to stay and fight. I don't know which way to be. I don't know enough. I don't know what you see in me, but I know I'm not about to give you up.
Places where they sing their hearts are thundering. And now we'll hear why Henry Catalini Smith wanted to start a union club at Spotify.
There's a lot of us have moved here. Like, I'm from the UK, and I was quite surprised when I came to Sweden. You know, when you're in the UK, you have this idea that it's one of the sort of top countries in the world in terms of quality of life. And I came to Sweden and I realized I've kind of been lied to. It's a dump compared to this place. And over time, I've come to realize that part of what has made Sweden that way is basically decades and decades of strong union power. Like in the UK in the 80s, Thatcher kind of crushed the union movement, and that didn't happen here. And instead, it's a sort of alternate future where there's no Thatcher and, well, things are good. And when you sort of put it to people in that respect, it's more in context for them as people who've also come to Sweden and been surprised by, you know, how nice it is.
And the tech industry historically has been pretty resistant to change, especially in the US. You've seen, you know, Amazon and has been fighting unionization as much as they can. And do you think that's going to change? And why do you think the tech industry has been so resistant to unions in the past? And do you think that might change as it matures?
Like in the last 10 years, the sort of low interest rate era has made, there's been cash everywhere in the tech industry. So benefits, and especially like perks, like, you know, toys and games and things like that have been very easy to find for tech workers, which has dampened the sort of desire to negotiate, shall we say. And now that the money is gone, I see that people are sort of thinking a little bit more in terms of like business and, you know, wanting to have some influence on how to allocate the money that is there, you know? Like, this isn't really about fighting for them to increase their personnel costs. It's more about just saying where the personnel budget that does exist is spent, sort of thing. And I think that's what's awakening now. And the thing is, that's awakening industry-wide, right? This isn't just happening in Sweden, and it isn't just happening in Spotify. I actively network with other tech workers in Sweden and worldwide. I've been on the phone to the folks at Google, at YouTube Music. Whenever I see a new union form, I reach out to them and I email them. I've had a word with the folks at Bandcamp, for example. It's not just like individual isolated unions forming. We're all talking. It's a movement, and I'm hearing the same story everywhere. The things I'm saying is the things I'm hearing back from people in every company.
And how does the experience of working for a UK tech employer compare to working for a Swedish one? I mean, is Spotify, you know, does it feel Swedish?
Oh, yeah. I learned after coming to work at a Swedish company how similar UK culture and working culture is to America. Because in the UK, it's sort of all about hard work, long hours, just go, go, go. And I got a big shock when I came to Sweden and I encountered this sort of consensus culture, this dot voting, this idea that, you know, you have to have a fika and achieve quite strong consensus before you can make what, from the UK, I would consider to be fairly safe changes to just do without asking anyone. It drove me mad for years, actually. I've come to terms with it now and I've started to, you know, see the benefits of it. But for a long time, I really struggled with that.
Turn back soon, the season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time, my room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green, this season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming, short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart's safekeeping, for my soul's heaving, to the cold and winter to last. The clock is gonna turn back soon, I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays, and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go, no, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars are for little kids, I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down, no, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. clock tick-tocks and I walk alone like I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea. Just right for prayers of righteousness. I had my hands clasped tight for this, and I did pray. I did pray. First to acquire content, the poor, the sick, and the haunted. Finish with the things that I wanted, so as not to be bold, not to be bold. Held up my palms, held up my palms. I went to bat for the good song, ran the bases just for the right one. Grace comes only when life is done, so put down your head. In guilt we silence our questions.
All right, let's get caught up one last time. After Belle and Sebastian, we heard two songs by Tanya Davis from Mount Stuart, Prince Edward Island in Canada. That's where Tanya lives. And we heard the songs Eulogy for You and Me and Please Bless from her album Clocks and Hearts Keep Going. And that's an oldie, but a good one. I just hadn't listened to that. That came up in my playlist at some point. And I was like, yeah, I should. When was the last time I played her? Whatever. And I realized I've just never played her. I don't think so. That went on the show. So yeah, Eulogy for You and Me in particular is one of my favorites. And Please Bless, great song off that classic record from, I don't know, 15 years ago or something. 10, 20, I don't know when that came out. A long time ago. But it's very good. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, Chinese American Bear. They're from New York City, and they're kind of my favorite release. This album they put out last year, self-titled Chinese American Bear, it only has 8 songs. All 8 songs are 5 stars. It's just like an amazingly perfect release. It's so super good. I think I've played 4 of the 8 songs or something on the show, so today we're going for 5. I'm just going to keep playing them on the show. I think everyone needs this album. And they have a new live EP. It's got 3 songs, including a Tame Impala cover, but I'm not really as into live recordings. I kind of like properly produced music. These live recordings sound very, very good. They don't sound quite as good as the studio recordings on the album, but you know, for live recordings, they sound great. There's no like crowd noise or anything. It's like a very clean recording. It just is like not quite as nice. But anyway, what I realized when I was thinking about putting on the EP, the album is like free. I'm very sure I paid for it. but they've put it on their Bandcamp. There's just like a link to like a Google Drive, and you can download all the MP3s, the WAVE files of the LP version, like a recording, like, you know, out of a record player, album art, I don't know, maybe the sheet music. I don't remember what all's in there. It's like a big download, though. They just give it away. It's all for free. So, and I guess you can probably download it for Bandcamp for free, too. I don't know. I don't remember. But at any rate, highly recommended. If you don't have it, this is my hard sell for Chinese American Bear's self-titled record. We're going to hear this song right now, finishing up this episode appropriately with their song Goodbye. Where else? But right here on the Sounds of My Head.
Time.
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was continuing the trend of heavily played bands on the show. It was Dan's CM, that is Computer Magic. She has a new record called Berlin Tokyo Shopping Mall Elevator. And we heard three songs underneath me talking. Birds of Paradise, Mancini Morricone, and Oscillate. All super good, and the album is full of super great songs. A lot of it's instrumental. The ones that aren't instrumental have already been released for the most part. I've probably played them on the show before. But anyway, it's a great record, so definitely pick that up if you haven't already. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media or Spotify, where there's a playlist for season 20. You'll find all the songs that are in Spotify that I play on the show. I just put them all into that playlist. You can listen to them without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I always love hearing from you. And what do you think of that last episode with the fake me speaking French sometimes? That was hard. When I recorded the audio, I didn't know how. I thought it was going to be hard. It was harder than I expected. It's just very cumbersome. There's got to be a better workflow. I don't know if I'll do that again. So hopefully you liked it, because that was maybe the only time you're going to hear it. Okay. All right. We'll see you next time on an all new episode of The Sounds of My Head.